given only one character to do is just to bow always and praise God. That the heart that the Lord planted in the heart of the elected
sinner.
It's not all the people manages how to worship, praise the Lord. It is only the remnant, only the elected sinners are taught by God how to praise and worship Him. And the Spirit of God is there to teach us to bow always before the Lord. Think about the ratio, that man with demons that throw into the swine in the river, in the lake. We understand that he was not tied by any authority or any chains. No weapon was there to tie him so that he should be bound. And he was just breaking off, tearing down all the things that seems to be powerful to
bound
him. And after breaking it, he was just living at the yard, graveyard, with the dead people there. But when he one day met with Christ Jesus, Christ loosed all the bounds, breaks everything, and take off and set him free. Then God tied him with another ties now. The ties that makes him now to sit down. The ties that helped him to have clothed himself. The ties that helped him to have a light mind. And whatever comes next, he was able to understand, to tolerate, to accept, because he has received the ties from God. He was to be tied by the ties of God. But all the ties that people tied him, he broke off. We understand as people, we can never manage to be tied by authorities, by somebody on earth.
If a sitting at Mangi, when she did chose, for Mandimangi, the author of Togarakuma, Akutsukola Pansi.
It is only God in heaven, when set us free, he ties us with the spiritual ties so that we are sitting down and hear from the Lord.
Dimurunguya Kawakumamba, Ameni Angatekutimanga, Nikutikas Gita, Dimamangi, the Atsopano, or Togarakumu.
It was that ties of God that helped this man to have the light mind, to sit down, and to clothe himself.
Tima mangido oka amurungu amini ada mpanga iye kuti avare kumansu akarendi makamiso oka zikika ndi kuvara zo vara zake tsopano.
When I was in Pentecostalism,
pamene ndinali ku Pentecost,
many people came with an advice whatever, but I was not accepting them.
Pamene ndinali ku Pentecost, ndi zina koma sindinazilandire.
Because I was thinking that I've got the good hope, I've got the good gospel, I am on the right way. I was even feeling sorry to see somebody coming with a rebuke of what I was doing in Pentecostal. But when each priest called to reveal Christ in us,
it's
when my eyes were opened. And I started seeing different from how I was seeing past. And from that day forward, I always feel okay to sit down and hear from the Lord. This gospel that we are preaching, if you can preach a Pentecostal believer, he can break off whatever you are speaking to them. Because all these believers has much power on what they are believing to be like true
gospel.
But when when their eyes has been opened, is when they will see themselves to be weak vessels. And they understand that they are on the way on the wrong track. May God help us see ourselves before Him. Because in us there is nothing good at all. In us there is nothing acceptable before God. In us, there is nothing that God can point to be a sense of goodness. Only one thing that is in us is but sinfulness. Boasting. But when God opened our ears and eyes, our hearts started believing differently. God teach our heart to believe the truth. Don't forget that our hearts is harder like stones. But today we have a break and come to the Numbers chapter 21, verse 4.
Chapter 21,
verse 4. Here there is only few verses that speaks very mysterious, revealed the God in the scriptures.
Six fewer
verses.
My verse on the 160 chapter.
Under the title The Bronze Serpent.
Pampamutu okuti njoka ya mkua.
The serpent that has been made by men.
Njoka zimine sida pangidwa ni antu.
with the meaning of Christ's coming. With the picture of Christ on the tree. Made serpent put on the tree.
Picturizing
Christ dead on the tree. God was speaking the gospel in the book of Numbers.
Here,
verse 4 of Numbers chapter
21.
Whereby they said that they jumped it from Mount Or by the way of the Red Sea, go around the land of Edom, and the snow of the people became very discouraged on the way.
Verse number 4. Ndipo akaenda ulendo kuchokera kupiri la Holi, natsera njira ya nyanja ya Ofira, kupasa kutsiko la Edomu, ndi mtima wa anthu unada chifukwa cha njirayo.
Verse 5. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathed this worthless blood.
Verse 5. Ndipo anthu adanena Mose, ndingatikweze anji kutichotsa kwa Igupto, tifere mchipulu pakuti mkate ndi madzi palibe, ndi mtima wathu walemawo mkate wa chabeu.
So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they beat the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
Verse 6. Pamenepo Yehova adatumiza njoka za moto pakati pa anthu, ndipo sinaruma anthu nafapo anthu ambiri a Israeli.
Fourth verse, that is verse number 7. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against thee, Lord, and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people.
Verse 7. Ndipo anthu anadza kwa Mose nati, tashimwa popeza tinanena motsutsana ndi Yehova ndi inu. Pempherani kwa Yehova kuti atichotsere njokasi. Ndipo Mose anawapempherera anthu.
Verse number 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on the pole, and it shall be that everyone who is hearing, when he looks at it, shall flee.
Verse 8. Pamene Yehova anati kwa Mose, upange njoka ya moto, ndipo muike pamtengo wache, ndipo kutsari kuti onse akuluma akuipenya njokayo adzakhala ndi moyo.
Last verse number 9. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived.
Verse 9. Ndipo Mose adapanga njoka yamkuwa naika pamtengo, ndipo kunali njoka ikamuma munthu aliyense nakapenyetsetsa iye pa njoka yamkuwa nakhala ndi moyo.
Long serpent, the picture of Jesus Christ.
Njoka yamkuwa ndi chithunzithunzi cha mbuye wathu Yesu Kristu.
In other way, long, this is Christ in the Old Testament.
Manenedwe ena uyu ndi Kristu woonekera mchipangano chakale.
This is Christ, very solidly, without sin by the naked eyes to see him. when the Christ was told to also Nekanimaso, Aumuntu, Ababa, Obisika, Wambi.
When the Christ was told to be sick, Aumuntu, Sangamu, Nekanimaso, Ake.
He is totally Christ, but very deep hidden that makes it to be very difficult for one to recognize him. God helped these people to be aware with the journey, with the bread that they were eating, so that fear serpents to come and beat the people, and the blood serpent should start.
Unulendo wana Israeli umene akaenda uchokera kwa ikukuto chakudia chitawatera matsi akuma chitawatera atamba kulankula zambili pakupangidwa njoka ya moto imene yamba kwa aluma tsopano.
Don't forget that Israelites is the beloved, the elected of God.
Osa iwana kuti a Israeli ndi mtundu osankidwa ndi Mulungu kwa makokondeledwa.
And don't forget the Bible says that God is not a man that should lie.
Ndipo osa iwana kuti Mulungu si munthu kuti angane.
Whatever God spoke will come to its an accomplishment.
Ndipo Mulungu chilichonse chimene wachilankhula amachikwaniritsa.
He will never lie.
Iyayo sadzanama.
He is the truth God.
Iyayo ndi Mulungu wachoonadi.
Whatever he spoke,
ndipo chilichonse chimene walankhula
will come to its accomplishment.
Ndipo ichocho chidzakwaniritsidwa.
So he spoke, that is God himself.
Apapo akulankhula yekha Mulungu mwini.
That Abraham is a blessing.
Kuti Abraham ndiwe mdaliso.
Even his offspring will be blessed.
Ndipo ife ni mtundu wako wonse ndi fuko lako adzakhala odalisika.
Even many families will be blessed.
Mabanja onse adzadalisika mwa iwe.
So this is God blessing in Abraham.
Ndipo ndi Mulungu amene akumudalisa Abraham.
He is putting the blessing in Abraham.
Akuyika mdaliso mwa Abraham.
So that the firstborn should be blessed. So God, as he promised blessing in
Abraham,
so the son of Abraham bare
Israelites.
So Israelites is the elected group that God erected in Abraham.
And he
is the blessed group of people.
And it
came to the point whereby this were slaves in Egypt. And God made it clear to let them out. Israelites, God elected Abraham.
Mulungu anasanga Abraham,
and he blessed Abraham.
Ndipo anamudalisa Abraham.
In Abraham, he put forth his blessing.
Ndipo chokera pa Abraham anaika madaliso amtsogolozo.
There was a blessing of the remnant.
Ndipo anaika madaliso afuko lonse.
And there was a blessing for the descendants of Abraham.
Ndipo anaika madaliso ngakhale mwa ana ake Abraham.
And when Isaac was born,
Isaac amabadwa,
he was born in carrying the blessing from his dear father Abraham.
Amabadwa atanyamula kale mdaliso kutokera kwa tete wa Abraham.
So Isaac bear the tribes that were the tribes of Israel.
Ndipoma Isaac mutakuluka mitundu yonse amene amachedwa mafuko onse a Israeli.